Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nate's day-to-day right now. So we'll see where he's at on Wednesday, and we'll see where he's at going forward from there.
Harv's on Monday. Nate, day-to-day like the rest of us. We are all on a day-to-day basis. And if you're just tuning in, Ravens on the practice field today. Perfect attendance. That includes Tavius Robinson and our Darius Washington, whose 21-day window opened up earlier this week. It includes Nate Wiggins, who we saw hobble off Thursday night, and Lamar Jackson practicing on a Wednesday for the first time in a long time. So the Wiggins part of it. And with Marlon and the finger and everything they got going on, Shadobia Awuzie playing really good football, Wiggins practicing, that's a good sign. But the secondary is kind of banged up.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's huge. They were on the verge of getting thin here because, like, if Tampa was who they thought he could be, don't you think he'd have been featured here by now? Don't you think he'd have been given the shot that Awuzie has gotten? Like, I think that kind of speaks for itself. So, you know, Jalen Armour-Davis obviously ain't going to be the guy because he's been in Tennessee for quite some time now. I don't think they have any conviction in Tampa. There isn't anybody else really on the come who. So, you know, yes, they were on the verge of getting thin because I think you're going to, and I've said this for a while, I think you're going to be really judicious with how you use Marlon and where those matchups fit. And he didn't look great before that clubbed hand. Now it looks worse. Him on the outside against true number one receivers, I just don't think, or even true number two receivers, I think you're asking for trouble. And him in the slot against dudes who were too much of a jitterbug ain't going to work either. You need Wiggins' body type to be flexible to mix and match. And Awuzie is playing great, but injuries have been a huge part of his story. And when he goes from being a 30-snap guy to a 70-snap guy, that's when you start running the risk.
And he's 30, 31 as well. And you brought up the point over the past couple of weeks, Marlon in the slot, you know, and he's going through the finger thing. But when he came back, how much more would we see him in the slot? I thought this was interesting from Thanksgiving. Kyle Hamilton aligned in the slot on a season high 43.8%. That was obviously the highest mark he's had this year. Could we see even more of that? And this guy, of course, lines up all over the field, and maybe that's matchup dependent there. And Cincy, we know that they have some weapons. But I wonder how much they lean into that, given the fact that Marlon, he just looks a step slow this year.
Absolutely. I mean, and that might be, you know, part of the reason why Chase Brown caught 7 balls, but only 35 yards, right? I mean, you can live with that, obviously. Yoshi Voss was going to be a tricky matchup, and if they were able to get him on a Roquan or something like that, you know, lights out. When you put Jamar Chase in the slot as much as they do, even without Higgins, that creates some explicit problems. Gesicki really didn't do anything. I think a lot of that has to do with how they use Kyle Hamilton.
And his numbers in that game, Jason, 21 of those coverage snaps in the slot. He allowed 2 catches for 17 yards and a touchdown. The touchdown to Hudson, which was hell of a catch.
Yeah, one-handed.
Not much you could do there.
No.
By the way, Hudson employed the same push-off that Zay Flowers employed. But,
But, yeah, they need look, if Pittsburgh is Pittsburgh, but with Cincinnati around the corner, and this Pittsburgh game is going to be physical.
Like, oh, again, yeah.
They're not going to,
This is a big Kyle Hamilton.
Does Metcalf go off in this game? I mean, he hasn't in forever, but maybe. Like maybe. I'm not going to say absolutely not.
Have to be yak.
But I think getting through this game relatively healthy and having a full complement of Wiggins, Awuzie, Marlin, plus all three safeties is imperative. Because you're going to get a better version of Cincinnati. They're going to be home. It's going to help the offensive line. It's going to help the quarterback.
Yeah.
Higgins, offense, unless he gets hurt again, is probably going to be, I mean, 2 weeks with a concussion. I mean, we see that happen quite a bit. I'm not going to say that I know his brain or anybody's brain, but that wouldn't be unprecedented. And you're going to have a much more tuned up, ramped up version of Joe Burrow than you got him hitting the ground running for the first time in 2 months.
Yeah, he'll have a real lather. It took him a half to get going, and he's going to be in the frigid conditions of Buffalo this weekend, and then we'll see the following weekend.
He's had Buffalo's number.
Yes, he has. He definitely. Remember, they played a playoff game in the snow.
They killed.
And they killed them up there. That was something else. But yeah, the Wiggins part of it, I think it was you. It might have been Cordell, but watching him leave the field Thursday.
No, it didn't look good.
It did not look good at all. I was like,
I remember that first Browns game. So the home opener, week two, he ended up, there was a friendly fire situation. I think he got carted off. I can't remember if it was a collarbone or a shoulder. But then he played the next week, so maybe he's got a little Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah, a little Gumby in him.
A little Gumby in him
because he was, well, to that point, Kyle Hamilton limped off the week before. And we're like, well, the stinger, he can bite, but the ankle, but there he was playing Thursday night.
And that's another guy. We've obviously focused on Lamar with the extra time off. What could that mean? Kyle Hamilton needed those extra days as well, heading into, like you said, Jason, a very physical game against the Steelers.
This could be a tough game for Wiggins, though, especially if he's a little bit compromised. Because let's face it, all Ben throws is medicine balls.
Yes.
Everything's a high traffic ball.
Yes.
He's not pushing it down the field. They've got a 6'30" tight end. They've got two running backs who are more jacked up than Nate Wiggins.
Yeah.
They're running three tight ends out there sometimes. There's a lot of tough matchups for Nate Wiggins, and all these balls are going to be thrown, you know, within 8 yards of the line of scrimmage. So between that and what we think will be at least a somewhat of a volume of run plays, even if they're not super effective, I don't see them abandoning the run against a team that hasn't been great against the run. Like, this is – Nate Wiggins is going to – like, there's going to be a physical game for Nate Wiggins.
But that's where I get back to, this should be a big Kyle Hamilton game. This is his strength. The ball is not going to be pushed down the field. He can kind of play in the box close to the line of scrimmage. He can blow up screens. This should be a big Kyle Hamilton game.
One other little note on Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
He's 14-3 against the spread in his career when he's a dog of 3 points or more.
Wow. Wow.
Five and a half. It's around five.
Was that a play on one event?
It might be.
It might be.
Future play.
That's a tease.
Stay tuned.
That's a tease.
Just a lot of
Wednesday.
Time between now and Sunday.
Yeah,
there are some. There'd be some Sunday.
What are you liking that game tomorrow, Jason? I am curious.
I like Dallas.
Yeah, me too.
I like Dallas.
Detroit looks like they are trending in the wrong direction. Hey, I want to let you know we're live here at CQ Arena. Towson takes on Cornell tonight at 7 o'clock. So come on out. That game's also on Monumental. It's Jimmy Sunshine Patsos, part of the call. I think it was Piero Maricas at 7 o'clock on Monumental. Jimmy's going to join us here at 5:30. Dylan Williamson and Tyler Tejada are going to join us at 3 o'clock. Head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry, at 3:15. But coming up next, we recap last night's game at Maryland. They were back on the court for the first time since getting thumped on back-to-back nights in Vegas. How did it look versus Wagner, who came in higher in net ranking than Maryland? We'll recap next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.